This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. For the first time since April, the White House Coronavirus Task Force held a news conference Friday in a Trump administration bid to show it's paying attention to a spike in confirmed coronavirus cases. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
There was no White House backdrop, no presidential appearance. Instead, the briefing was held at the Health and Human Services Department, with Vice President Pence having to walk a delicate line in acknowledging a surge.
We now have seen cases begin to rise precipitously across the South.
And noting this is not like the pandemic's early days. The nation's better prepared to handle cases while also reopening the economy.
The reality is we're in a much better place.
But Dr. Anthony Fauci said the nation is facing a serious problem in some areas and reminded Americans to help keep each other safe.
We've got to realize that we are part of the process.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi has blasted the Trump administration's efforts to scuttle the Affordable Care Act in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
The Trump administration has asked the Supreme Court to rule in favor of Texas and a number of other Republican-led states in their challenge to overturn the law, which was passed some 10 years ago. That happens, more than 20 million people could lose health care coverage during the coronavirus pandemic. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there is no legal justification for the challenge and no moral excuse for the Trump administration's efforts to take away Americans' health care. Pelosi is planning a floor vote next week on her bill that calls for an expansion of the Affordable Care Act. Tim McGuire, Washington.
For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.